You may get tired of hearing me talk about taking time to meditate. But I feel like that's one of the things that can strengthen us as God's people in the truth of His Word and in the majesty of who He is as anything that I know of. Just taking time, and you might just say taking time to ponder and think about the greatness of the God that we serve and the love and the greatness of our salvation through Christ Jesus, and then it's applied to us by the Holy Spirit. When we begin to think about those things, the blessings I've talked about this morning, God blesses His people. And I believe He blesses us in ways that sometimes we don't even realize it's a blessing, if that makes sense to you. But if we think about the blessings that God has given unto us as His people, we are blessed. And I think sometimes if we meditate upon the blessings that we've received, we meditate upon the answered prayers that we have received, take time to do that. If it means getting up early, to take time just to steal away. Jesus did that several times. You find in the Bible where Jesus just eased away from the apostles, the disciples, and had a time to pray. And if the Son of God finds it very, and I believe there's times of meditation there as He prayed. So prayer is meditation, I think. But in the book of there's several places that we talk about. But in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, I guess what I wanted to look at, and that word meditate is not in here, but the word think is. In Philippians chapter 4, and I want to read the 9 verses, chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. And verse 8 would be where I would like for us to consider tonight, and there'll be other places that we'll go to. But as Paul is writing to the church at Philippi, he realized the importance of thinking upon those things, and he said those things are true and honest and just and those kind of things. We'll read that in just a moment. He said, think on these things. If there be any praise, think on these things. And I think what he's telling them, meditate upon the goodness of God and the things that He has promised us and the blessings that they had received. So Philippians chapter 4, beginning of verse 1, Paul writes, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast, my dearly beloved. I beseech you, Titus, and beseech thee, Cynthius, that they may be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellows, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with others, my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now again, I say rejoice, and let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Boy, he said, don't worry about it. But be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. These things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Then we look and we say, that's your testament. And then if we go back to the book of Psalms, chapter 5, and I want to read maybe 3 verses here. The psalmist, this is a psalm that David wrote. And listen to what he says. Early in the morning, this is not the time that, you know, a lot of folks has time for meditation. But evidently, this was David's time. In Psalms chapter 5, and beginning of verse 1, David says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall I hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. I'm going to just go ahead and read the 12 verses. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing, the Lord, and will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house, in the multitude of thy mercy, in thy fear will I worship towards thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. The inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue, and destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out of the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also love thy name, be joyful in thee. For thy Lord will bless the righteous with favor, will thou compass them with a shield. Did you notice what he says? Give ear to my words. Consider my meditation, O God. Listen to what I have to say. And the other thing he's saying is prayer. And then I want to really go then back to several places. 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy, I want to go to chapter 4, and I want to use the verses 13 through 16. This is Paul again. He wrote to the church of Philippi. Then to his son in the ministry, Timothy, he wrote these words in 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. He says, till I come, he's giving some other instructions. But he says, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things, give thyself hold of them, that thy prophecy may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and to the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Now if we look at that and think about it, that's two places where meditation, the other one's a place of thanks. Think upon these things. But if you go back and begin to study the Word of God, not only did David pray, but others prayed. And they had those times, I think, of meditation that they just somewhat got away from the crowd and away from the hustle and bustle of the world. And they found in a place of quiet solitude. I believe it takes that in a way to be in a place. Of course, I know God hears our prayer in the multitude of people that's noisy and everything else, but I believe there's a sense of worship, I think, when we can just steal away, turn off the radio, the TV, get away from those things and just spend some time with the Lord. If we did it 10 minutes, you'd be surprised what I'd do for you. But even a greater time, it will be a refreshing, and I believe it will be something that is really precious in our sight. And the older we get, you'll find that it's one of those things that I think that you look forward to, that you begin to just anticipate the time of meditation, the time of prayer, and the time of being with the Master. And when we think about it, that it's a wonderful experience when you just have that time. And to my way of thinking, when you steal away like that, you know, as great as God is, and I guess one thing that just thrills my heart is the fact that all the things that God has, that he looks after, how he takes care of it. And I don't understand the magnitude, the power, the glorious power of God, but I do know this. He's a personal God, too. And when we look at it, and I think when we get there, you think about this, the creator of the universe, the one that gave us the law, the one that sent his son to die for our sin, he has time to listen to us. And I believe with all my heart that he said in that still, small voice, not audible voice, I'm not saying that, but how many times has the Lord spoken to you in that still, small voice? Maybe it's just an idea that floats through your mind. Maybe it's a time when he gives unto you things that you've not thought of. And where could they have come from, except the fact that the Lord is communicating with you? But Isaac, when you think about Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the three we hear so much about at the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 24, and verses 63a, it says, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at evening time. Here's Isaac, one of the beginning that really, after creation, here's we see after Abraham been called out of Ur and his family, Isaac stole away, you might say, went out to meditate in the field at evening time, at dusk. You know, that's not a bad time to meditate either. And then David, he prayed three times a day. We've done Psalms 5. We've had problems with one of his prayers, but Psalms 55 and verse 16. He says, as for me, he said, this is mine. This is for me. He said, I will call upon the Lord, upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning, at noon, will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Now that's meditation, I think. Then in Psalm 63 and verse 6, and this, I know probably most of it at some time, we've experienced this, just as David did. He says, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. Psalm 63 and 7. I'll just read 6, 7. He says, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. So what is he doing? I will meditate on thee, and I will, you've been my help, and in the shadows of the wings will I rejoice. What he said, I will be rejoicing in the deliverance that I've had from those times of meditation. Then you take Daniel. His custom was to pray three times daily. And you know, when he had that decree from Belshazzar or Nebuchadnezzar, I forget which one it was, that anybody would pray to anyone besides that golden owl he'd made, then they'd be thrown into the den of lions. Listen, but he was one he prayed three times a day. That's the way they called him. They knew that Daniel prayed three times a day, a time of meditation, and they knew that, and he didn't hide it. He didn't hide it. It said that he went to his room, and every day he threw open the windows towards Jerusalem. Do you remember when Joshua dedicated the temple? When he dedicated the temple, his prayer was, Lord, if they're not here, and if they pray towards this place, hear their prayer. Well, see, Daniel was in Babylon. He wasn't in Jerusalem. So he'd opened that window, and he prayed towards Jerusalem, toward the temple. And they knew that he would do that. And so they made that decree. And when in Daniel 6:10, listen to what he said, or when he found out about it. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He didn't let things stop him. Three times a day. We think about that. Man, why did he have to pray three times a day? I believe it was food for his soul. I believe that. And then not only did he need these, but there's others, I'm sure, that we look and we find where they had those times of meditation. Those times of communion with the Lord. But you know, Jesus did it also. But he found solitary places. In Mark chapter 1, verse 33, and when we look at this, after busy days and times of encountering a lot of people, they'd be sometimes early in the morning, late at night, but in Mark chapter 1, verse 33, it says, and all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of divers disease, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. So what does he say in verse 34? And in the morning, listen, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there prayed. Luke chapter 6, verse 10. And looking around about them, all he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness and communed one with another as they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. He counseled his disciples to pray. And then he counseled them to pray in secret. I've wondered sometimes about that. There's nothing wrong with public prayer. But I wonder about this. When Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, he said, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." I'm wondering, was he protecting his disciples? This is not in the Bible. You might say it's speculation. But he tell them to do that because of what they might face in public prayer. I don't know. But I thought about that. Not only public prayer, but you know, in meditation, that's, you think about that for just a moment. Meditation, stealing away to a solitary place. Who's there? You and God. You and well, Jesus Christ, the mediator, the intercessor. And we've been invited to come before Him and take time to pray. But why do we need private devotions? Why do we need a meditation? Well, first of all, I think it's to draw close to God. David advised his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9, start at verse 9. He said, "And you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father. Know not the God that I serve." That's what he said. "And serve him with the whole heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all the hearts and understands every plan and thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever." You know, Solomon, he was the wisest man that ever lived. But this is some wise counsel that his dad gave him. Azariah told King Asa in 2 Chronicles 15 and 2. And said that he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you're with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." When we come in that time of meditation and prayer, it's just that sweet time. To me, that's precious time. Where else will you find that you can talk with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and have his undivided attention? I don't understand all that. But it's personal. And God draws nigh to them that draw nigh to him. I'm convinced of that. James chapter 4 and verse 8. James said, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you." Then he says, "Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you men of double mind." What is he thinking about? I think when he said, "Cleanse your hands," he says, clean up the acts that we do. The sin that we is action, but then clean up the mind, that so often translates into action. But if you know that, cleanse your hands, you sinner, and purify your hearts, you men of double mind. And I think what he's saying, clean up, meditate, clean up your mind, and it will stop some of the sin that we have. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Working on that. As a man, a woman thinketh it in their heart, so are they. And you know what? We are interested in what we think about. So often we think about it so much that it influences our actions. And I think what he's doing, he's warning us in that. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We modify our thoughts, we modify our actions. And I'm convinced of that. I just threw that in for nothing, Brother Adam. But it's something when you start thinking about meditation and our thought process, how it affects us, and not only us, but it affects those that we love and those around about us. But he says, cleanse your hands and clean up the action, and then purify your hearts. Clean that up also is what he's saying. And then I think the other thing we find is that time of devotion is the spiritual food, spiritual nourishment for our bodies. We need it. I tell you, we're living in a day and time when you get out in this world and you can hear anything, and you can go to Walmart and you hear things that mama say to children, and it doesn't bother them. You see other things, not only at Walmart. I'm not picking on Walmart. But on Facebook, you know, these people, one minute they said, praise God, and then in a minute they got filth coming out of some of their postings. And the Bible says it shouldn't be like that. You know, if y'all know them by the fruit they bear. man cannot strive, will not thrive on just natural food. We need the spiritual thing as God's people to grow spiritually as well as being healthy in our bodies. And spiritual growth comes from the Word of God. I'm convinced of that. Brother Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, he said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word. Now that Word could be Christ Jesus also. We've been born again by that. He also says, as newborn babes, we should desire the sincere milk of the Word. The truth, though, we really want to look at those things. God's Word will nourish our spiritual being. When we think about it, what the Lord has done for us, do we want a stronger spiritual life? Do we want a life that has more peace in it? And I was reading something this afternoon. I don't know how old this study was, but again, I think I mentioned it this morning, that when you survey Americans and you ask what their greatest desire is peace. I forgot what percentage of Americans say this is their desire, that they be peace in their life. Somewhere around 60-70% of Americans, that's their answer in those tests that have been run. But how do we have personal meditation time? First of all, take time. You know, the busy schedule most of us live, and I've said this a number of times, you know, people say, well, I retire and I don't have as much time as I thought I'd have. I'd stay busier now than I did then. Well, when we work, we have busy times. So our life is consumed with affairs of living. And if we're going to be a people that will have that relationship and draw nigh to God, do you know we have to make an effort to do that? We have to find time, make time, take time, get up a little early. But you know, for different individuals, out of the group we have here tonight, some people might be a morning person, other evening person. It might be a best time in the middle of the day to steal away somewhere. It's hard to do when you've got affairs of life. But find a time, and really, you know, I think sometimes one of the best things to do is find a special place, a place of quietness. For some, it may be night hours, late at night. Some, it may be early morning, rising with the sun. And some may prefer a place outside. Some of you may prefer an inside place. But it's a place that is only that will give you privacy, that you have time to. And I found this to be true, and you may like it, what I'm going to say. It's when you pray, pray out loud. Let the words of your mouth come forth. I found that to be as much difference as anything I've ever tried. Is, Lord, hear my voice. And this is what I want you to do. Preacher ain't supposed to tell his personal experiences, I don't suppose. But there's something about that. Verbalizing the words. But we need, as God's people, we need to approach God in prayer. I think we need to start our meditation. Lord, listen to me, please. Lord, I thank you. And just approach him like you would a friend, because he is a friend. We need to make a supplication for our needs if we have needs. If we have a problem, pray about that problem. But I think we need to approach in prayer. If there's something that we've been doing wrong, confess it to him. You don't have to come to the priest. You don't have to come to the preacher. But you go to the master. And I think that's one of those things. Then make supplication for our needs. And then if there's others that have a need, pray for them. Pray for them by name. I used to pray, Lord, bless them all. But you know, also, I think there's something very important and very precious when you call people by their name. Lord, bless them. But spend time in meditation. Just contemplate what the Lord has done for you. Count your blessings. But really, when Psalm 77, verse 12, what the Lord has done for us, the psalmist in Psalm 77:12, he said, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of all thy doings. Psalms 119, verse 15. He said, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Psalms 119, verse 48. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. I will meditate upon thy statutes. Then Psalm 119, and verse 97 to 99. He says, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thy, through thy commandments, has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. What is it saying? Where did it come from? The source. He says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. What he said, the word of God is his meditation. Then Psalms 119, verse 148 again. Another. He says, mine eyes prevent the night watches, and I meditate in thy word. What does he say? My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate upon thy promise. And then in Philippians, where we started, he says, find those things that are pure and honest, those things that are just, those things that are loved, those things that are a good report, all those good things. He says, think upon these things, if there be any virtue on them. And as we think about that, we are a blessed people. Praise God in song. That's why we have worship. We have songs that we sing. Praises unto God. And then, really, you know, this is sort of hard for me. Melody, making melody in your heart. But I can't sing, and I don't try to sing, but I think it's harmony. It's harmony in things with the Lord. When we are hearts in harmony with his word, and you have that spirit of communion and conversation and fellowship, you will be surprised how it will affect your life. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, and Colossians has basically the same word. It says, speak it to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Call on God through prayer, praise, and by contemplating his word. And I do believe the Lord communicates with us through that still small voice that he has, that he communicates through our mind and our hearts. And we are living in a world that's filled with very much in our nation today that God is not pleased with. And really, if we are not careful, we can fill our lives with stress and anxiety. And that will pull us away from God. But when we make room and take time for private devotions, I tell you, we'll have a closer walk with the Lord. Oh, for a closer walk with God. That's what we need to do. And I believe with meditation, meditate upon those things that the Lord has said will bring it that way. 20 times in the King James Version, the word meditation is used 6 times. Meditate is used 14 times. 20 times in the Word of God. You say, that's not much. But look how they're placed in the Word and how many meditate and how the meditation deals with those times of being with the Lord in a time of, I'm going to say, fellowship as well as meditation. May God bless us that we'll resolve in our own way and our own mind to take time to meditate, take time to pray, and take time to listen. I think that's where we need to listen, that still small voice. And I believe that, as he said, the Holy Spirit will guide us in all truth. Pray for that guidance. This is my prayer for all of us tonight. Thank the Lord for his word. Thank the Lord for his examples that he's given us, even in his own private meditation, as he sojourned here on earth. But also look back at the giants of the Bible, how they meditated also. May God bless us. This is my prayer.